think they got me to a point, they did push me to breaking point, and I basically wanted a way out, and that way out was death, really. I tried to want, I wanted to kill myself to get rid of the voices.
So, to make them stop?
Yeah.
To mainstream psychiatry, Peter is a textbook schizophrenic. He has a history of being sectioned or locked up under the Mental Health Act. But the root of the voices in Peter's brain is not far from that which inspired Sister Mary.
As I grew up and went through school, and I'm sure the same for you, I was told it's acceptable to hear voices, and so were you.
How?
Because we did religious education. Jesus spoke to God. Paul on the road to Damascus spoke to a bright light. Moses spoke to a burning bush. So we're told it's acceptable. Then when you actually do start to hear voices for some reason and you speak out about it, we have a tendency in our society to punish people.
And so therefore people won't...
For the last 20 years, Peter was repeatedly hospitalised and given large doses of antipsychotic drugs. Nothing stopped the voices in his head.
Is this voice talking to you now?
Yes.
What's it saying?
Don't tell her anything, I shall burn in hell.
I'll burn in hell?
No, I will burn in hell if I tell you anything.
OK. I can't talk to the voice there, can I?
Possibly.
So if I said to the voice, I'm talking to Peter because I respect the work he's doing, the experiences he's having, and you need to leave us alone, what's the voice saying?
I don't really want to say on camera.
Right. OK. So this is a voice that is... It's pernicious, it's there all the time, and it wants to control you.
It's not always the dominant... Well, it is the dominant voice in content. But at times, when I've heard my grandfather that's passed away and I've heard my mum, when I focus on them more than the negative, they become the dominant voice, they become positive. And I actually think they actually enhance my life a lot.
Behold, through these emperors, this high-religious office would continue to rule many, hundreds of millions, and in fact today over 1 billion, and had great power and wealth given to it. Carefully compare this portion of the prophecy with Revelation 17:1, 4 and 5, chapter 18:3 and 16, and 19:2, where this religious power is described as Babylon, a great whore and the mother of harlots who fornicates with the kings and merchants of the earth. This and related prophecies are also covered in other broadcasts, but in great detail from every possible angle in the previously described book. And the 11th recording states this, at the time of the end, Jennifer is said, first of all, one leader to have a lasting life, the other to have a lasting darkness.
Put her on the altar of the holy flame. I will prepare her for eternity.
No, no! Jelly! Jelly!
The children of God started their war with the Antichrist in the Texas desert. 10 years later, they're pursuing the war in nightclubs and bars, from Athens to Rangoon. Anywhere, needy fish swim.
There's Faithy there in the foreground with this sweet gentleman, the ambassador of France. She was able to really witness to him, and he really fell in love that night. We have sweet babe David dancing with one of his little sheep to the song Some Enchanted Evening. Here you see Faithy as she witnesses to the vice president of the company from Sweden. And he's asking her at this time, do you think I'll go to heaven? Very, very sweet man who really enjoyed their contact that night.
By 1984, Berg is once again disguised and on the run. Interpol, not impressed with Flirty Fishing's phenomenal success, has issued a warrant for his arrest on charges of running a prostitution ring.
He was so security conscious. He always sat with his back to the wall and says, I want my back to the wall when I'm talking to my troops. I don't want them to get me in the back like they did Anastasia. And he just seems so obsessed with this thing.
Sometimes.
Almost paranoid.
Especially at a time like this when I'm
Berg
feel
is soon so fearful
alive,
that he permits no undoctored photographs of himself.
What can you say or
there are people
do
all over the world
like
who would love to get their hands on
life has come to
Berg.
Center around a needle.
Dad had found out early on that someone had taken a contract on him.
And that's
out
what
on
heroin
his life.
Is.
Like there were people who had said they would definitely do
moments
some
of
physical damage. I know of somebody who said he'd blow his head off with a shotgun if he could, if he saw him, he would. So he had real reason
to
stay behind the scenes.
And accepted an expensive substitute.
It turned out in Hong Kong that, what I can speak of from my own personal experience, that the family had a friend in an escort agency who made it possible for the family girls to meet people at hotels on an invitation basis. There was a situation with my wife where she accompanied business people for a whole weekend for several thousand dollars.
You won't believe this.
I went to one of my overseers and I just poured out my heart as I feel like a
lawyer with a great future.
He said, "Oh, that's part of being crucified for Christ.
But why? Huh?
That's part of the burden you bear."
Was she beautiful?
Beautiful, yeah. But she had class. Clean, cold, I think I told you. The whole thing starts in this very bar.
Figure it out for yourself.
This is a question: whether you agree to drink this food or I'm going to put through
it. It's all over.
Do you know?
There's a clever.
You want to drink it?
You can't be.
I was never more serious.
Put you in your nose.
Somebody else, isn't there?
Whether you drink it or not.
Yes, love.
It's Mark Jago, isn't it?
Yes, love.
Let him sit down. Maybe he drinks.
You want to drink? He said it was all over.
I ran into him last week, and I found out that he's still the one. He's coming to New York on business.
You're going to provide the pleasure.
That's right, love. Besides, he's better at it than you. You are not my husband.
Here is what withdrawal is like. As the body cells begin signaling for a fix, the addict commences yawning, accompanied by profuse sweating and running of the nose and eyes. There is marked dilation of the pupils of the eye, and severe hot flashes begin surging through the system, followed by an attack of cold chill. The muscles begin to twitch. This is a sign that the system is getting ready to go into withdrawal pain. It is this stage which terrifies the addict. The whole body commences to go into violent cramps. Addicts describe the excruciating pain as shooting from the roots of their hair down to their toenails. There is continuous nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Life becomes a torturous nightmare and sleep is impossible. Addicts have been known to remain awake for weeks at a time, resting only in a coma. The pain is so severe during the first several days of withdrawal that the addict will throw himself to the floor, double up in convulsive cramps, and scream for relief. Unless one has seen a confirmed addict pass through this torturous experience, it is almost impossible to comprehend. One would imagine that this would permanently cure a person who has been subject to addiction. Unfortunately, it does not. The vast majority of those who have once been hooked on anything as strong as heroin will go back to it eventually, even after they are supposed to be cured. This is the real tragedy of the so-called hippies and the 13 to 15 year old teeny boppers. They think they are just enjoying a temporary binge of drugs, sex, and psychedelic hallucinations, when they are actually launching into a pattern which, if continued, is guaranteed to turn them from healthy and wholesome human beings into half-mad creatures of a nightmare existence. When I see some of these young people in the prime of life with their straggly hair, dirty clothes, and sleazy feet, herding together like a cult of uncivilized cave dwellers, I cannot help but wonder what will happen to them further down the trail. I have seen enough of them to know what life can do to them. They may be hippies today, but tomorrow they are junkies, half-educated, broken in health, alumni of a dozen jails, objects of charity, just going anywhere. Many of them think that after their binge, they will get rid of their heroin, hallucinations,
and anybody wants to call, notify you're up here? My name is Harold Gorman. You want us to get in touch with your family? I don't care.
I don't believe my son had anything to do with this. He was a very good student. I mean, he couldn't possibly have killed all those people. At that distance, people have told me that it is physically impossible. Now, there must have been a lot of people firing from those rooms. And the police are covering it up. They're blaming my son.
I grew up at a Catholic boys' school in the Bronx. Graduated to Whit Clinton High School. A year at Fordham University before I joined the force. Where did you go to school, Harold?
Why should you tell me all these things?
I want you to know me. We don't kill people we know, do we, Harold? Only strangers. That's why I'm coming up, Harold.
It's a blue.
So you can see my face. I'm 34 years old. How old are you, Harold?
I'll be 22 the 7th of July. I'll never be 22, will I?
Oh. We can't bring anybody back to life, Harold. Nobody can. But there, a lot of people down there would like to know why you did this. You mad at somebody?
It was a nice day.
Yeah. You into drugs, Harold?
I don't do that. I don't hang around with those kind of people.
Can you tell me why you did this?
Yeah. You promise you won't tell anybody else?
I can't promise that. It's my job to find out.
Well, I'll tell you anyway. God told me to.
When I've made contact with you, when my thoughts and my image have reached you, just relax and close your eyes while I concentrate. Oh, great God. Open your eyes, Rick. You can see me quite clearly now. Tell me what you see.
I see through you. You're transparent. It casts no shadow, no reflection. There are disturbances around you. Wind, thunder, lightning. You're not real. You're...
Turn around, Rick. I'm here behind you.
What are you?
Don't you know? And you're covered up with aluminum wrap. And you don't make the flame too high.
Beautiful.
300, 350. And you're parted for about two and a half hours. And then you... Listen, Rick. Two and a half hours. Say once more. You would not have looked at me. And that's about all. I was unhappy and lost.
First of all, I'd like to acquaint you with myself without any foreknowledge.
The devil god of evil.
Events.
I belong to a cult.
I work on
my camp. We met the high executioner at the doll's house.
But it's
Francis Lamont.
He gave you this power. Thought projection.
It's more than
and
that.
And they,
I've been given the power to control my destiny.
They believe that the Earth will be purified through a nuclear holocaust, and they themselves
and everything life could offer
will be
until I saw
transported
you.
Into the ethers.
I wanted you.
Then brought
just
back
as much
to
as you want me now.
The reclaimed Earth.
You've already begun
to start
to
the new age.
Donald Trent.
This sounds. I know this sounds ridiculous.
You really are a witch.
I didn't ever believe in this, and until I was contacted, until I was asked to give photographic evidence.
Devil, whatever you are, I want you.
It sounded so.
You must become one of us first.
Anything.
Indescribably.
You must take the oath to Gamba.
Ridiculous. Tomorrow.
It's not true.
It is true. I have other people who saw the same.
Do you have proof?
No.
I have proof.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
There's a meeting in progress.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Hawaii.
The high executioner will perform the rites at midnight.
I want to go snorkeling, go to the beach. You know, meet a Hawaiian hula lady, maybe. You know, I just had enough of this. I just want to go and cool out. I mean, I know it's hot over there, but I like the beach. I like the warm weather.
The girl with the pretty hair was named Betty.
Oh, I wrote you a letter because I was concerned about what was happening. But you ran away from it all to nature and Royal Hawaiian suntan oil or whatever the hell else you've been using.
You've seen it. I mean, all you guys have been there. I know you've been there, and I've never been to Hawaii, so, you know, I want to see the palm trees, the white sand. I just want to float up on a beach and lay back in the water and let the waves roll over my face, and that's it. I'm going to get a suntan. I just want to get out of this. I mean, it's too tense over here. It's just too much. Too many things, too many expectations. I can't meet them all. Over there, you don't have to worry about that. I mean, you just...
So I did talk with Louisa Zintag, and she told me about George Adamski. Of course, I was very interested in that man. He was ridiculed because he said he lived in Mount Palomar, and it was found out that he just worked a hot dog stand.
Betty was late to the UFO meeting. I guess she was lying in bed brooding about the future.
I couldn't believe that such a man of God would loiter so extensively in the gutter. And then when I saw you and what you'd become, there wasn't enough vomit in my stomach to dispel the revulsion I felt.
Oh, for God's sake, Betty. My ancestors were cavemen. I can't help it if my goddamn genes are twisted.
That's no excuse for the enema bag. Or at least in the way that you hid it from the world.
He tried to explain it to us, the jumbled story, the series of images that blurted out of his tonsils. It had to do with him working in a shed and a woman coming down from, maybe coming up from somewhere.
I fried onions with butter. And I break the crackers. I put a little milk and I season it and deep parsley and I stuff it in the cookie and I bake it. Simple as that.
After the UFO meeting, Betty went on a date with the contactee guest.
Oh, I wish this rain were now. Ralph will be furious about the rain. Turn left at Millstone Road. That's another 5 miles. Better slow down. Oh, I can hardly see. What a laugh. Everybody thinks that Uncle's dead. And this party tonight is his way. Well, Uncle has a surprise for us all. It's starting to become a bore having to go to a party every week. Uncle's sitting in his little theater watching greedy people perform sex acts, bragging how much money Uncle paid them for their last trip. I think I'll ask Ralph to find another way of meeting interesting people. Ralph, I remember the first time you started paying attention to me at Uncle. Quite a man. Within 2 hours, he talked me into doing this little thing. Me, little old me. I was Uncle's secretary, not one of the party people. Let me see. That was, oh yeah, my birthday. Ralph is taking me to Uncle's big party. He said that it would take a few minutes to finish up some business, then we'd leave for Uncle. He was afraid to leave me down in the garage alone because it was so late, but it was a private building and away from heavy traffic. So I told him I didn't mind, and besides, I hated meetings. Oh, you're so sweet to me, Ralph.
Yeah, it's a privilege. I asked Uncle for some suggestions. And he seems to know what everybody wants. I'll see you in a few minutes. Look, entertain yourself while I'm gone.
Oh, that Ralph. What a nut. Giving me that for a birthday present. I wonder what we're going to perform at Uncle's. Ralph said it would be easy. Just do what comes natural. Maybe this present will be part of it. Maybe it's not such a bad idea. Practical jokes can be practical. Why not try one on Ralph? I wish he'd hurry up. Oh, why not? Maybe Ralph is hiding behind that car watching me, seeing if I have what it takes. Maybe this is part of my initiation. It doesn't seem too bad. Ralph knows I'm a virgin. That son of a bitch. Squaws did it for their braves. Why not for Ralph? If this'll put Ralph between my legs, why not? If he wants a show, I'll give it to him. It seems to turn on easy enough.
Now he is cutting out one of her eyes.
Yeah, go on.
I can't.
Go ahead. You can't. But tell me. Go
please
ahead. Tell
stop
me.
This.
Tell me that you tell me.
The ceremony will be continued, and the Countess Dracula will return to life.
Looking at it, I mean sitting here and seeing all of those things.
What kind of a guy does your dad want you to marry? He wants me to marry a guy who's never kissed a girl.
You're kidding.
Nope. When you lie down on your wedding day, what kind of a man do you want your husband to be?
Do you want a man who saved
all his love just for you?
Or the reaction
one
is
who
normal.
Never even kissed another woman so he could share that just with you? Or do you want a man who's been with other women before? One who kissed other women and
you're being
like
cured, Victor. You're
which
being
one
made
prefer?
Sane.
I prefer the one who waited.
But how can that be?
And so would your husband.
How can I be made sane?
What's this thing about kissing?
So much
pain now?
Do you?
It's fun.
Do you feel pain now? Do you feel pain now? No. I feel much better now. I feel peaceful now. Yeah.
So what'd you think of kissing? Did you like it?
I didn't kiss him.
It's not what I heard.
What did you hear?
Well, I heard that you and Jerry made out for a while in the living room.
That's not true.
Maybe the Lord's trying to teach you a lesson. If you'd obeyed your father, none of this would have happened.
I know.
Pamela, a kiss is something you shouldn't just give away.
What are you
That's
doing
very
now, doctor?
Special. What does the minister say just after he's pronounced the couple husband and wife?
We're going
he
to
says,
some more films.
You may now kiss the bride.
Then he said our relationship had reached a turning point, and that if we really loved each other, we should. Jessica.
If I waited, he'd show me who the right girl was by bringing me someone who did the same thing.
I see little children
I know Pamela's the
having
girl.
Their teeth pulled out by yellow dwarf.
I love you both.
Virgins with long white gowns. And gladiators
Frederick,
are setting fire.
You may not kiss
your bride. I see the virgins trying to crawl out of the flames. I see the gladiators pushing them back into the flame.
I've been coming here week after week.
I hear them
scream. You've all helped
me
so much.
Oh, please,
I know this
stop
is difficult
this.
For you, dear.
Stop this.
But you've already taken the first and most important step by just coming.
We're with you 100%.
Thank you,
thanks.
But
where do I begin? Just tell us everything that happened. Just tell us everything. Well, to begin with, I never had any real date. Or any real boyfriend. I went to a girls' school, and of course all the girls would sit around and talk about their boyfriends and necking and petting. And
were your parents very strict?
Yes, they were very strict. They used to tell me that all boys had only one thing on their mind, sex.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
Just one brother. When we were little, we used to take baths together. Then, when I got older, I used to go into his closet and watch him masturbate.
That must have really turned you on.
It did. I wasn't really aware if he knew that I was watching him or not. Then, I'd go into my bedroom, and I'd take a hairbrush and masturbate me. And sometimes a vibrator. If my parents weren't home, I'd leave my door open, because I wanted him to watch me, too.
You didn't? Did he watch you?
Yes, he did. But I didn't know it at the time. But I'd imagine that he did. And he'd come to my room with this big, hard thing and shove it in me. Make me have an orgasm.
How long did this go on, dear?
2 months. Maybe years. I don't know. It's all so vague in my mind. And then, one day, I was in the bathtub.
Where's Agnes?
I was kind of daydreaming. I knew my parents weren't home. I began to masturbate.
Graham. It's group 140, terminal 55.
It's one of the most gruesome crimes in American history.
So much hate, so much blood.
The murders of seven in Los Angeles, including a beautiful actress and a wealthy heiress. Charles Manson was the force behind the killings, but it was his mistresses who had blood on their hands.
I got out of the tub, in the doorway, my brother must have been watching me.
Oh, I'm not going in the water again, Angela.
I had a fight with him when he got mine.
Can you swim? Angela, I'm talking to you. Are you going in the water or aren't you? Huh? Angela,
no.
I am waiting for an answer.
No, I don't.
Yes,
I tried
or
to
no?
Him off, but he was so much
God damn it, answer me, Angela, answer me. God damn it, answer me.
What's going on?
She won't answer me. She never answers me.
You're right, Angela?
I wanted him to get
you. Yeah, don't want to see you in my shack right at the scoop, you. Nick, back to your post.
Who are you?
Sally.
What do you want?
I want you, Sally. She was a mistake. It's your spirit we need. Your spirit we want. Your spirit. Your spirit. Your spirit. You set us free. Whoever frees us must become one of us and live with us.
Yes, live with us.
She's mad. Boo.
She's carried Boo everywhere she goes since she was 4 years old and has never washed it. But Tamara's obsession with her pillow has damaged her relationship with her friend, Sonia.
Sonia is my best friend. She's been doing my hair for the last probably 8 years now. And she hates when I come with pillow. Every time that pillow gotta come. She takes the pillow everywhere and it just bugs me. The big kicker was the engagement. They broke it. It's just becoming a problem.
And they're so
pissed off with you guys. Not with me. I'm just really concerned about you.
Past 21 years. She consumes at least 3 rocks a day, gathering them from the side of the road. Teresa's best friend of 12 years, Joni, fears Teresa's addiction could harm her.
Hey, puppy.
I really know what things are, and I think she needs to hear it from someone that is just going to be brutalized for her. But this could cause that serious thing.
Really need these. It's like protein to me.
So is that how you think of it? That it's medicine for you?
Why do you think I keep them in a beer bottle? Just like medicine.
So like when you pick these rocks up, do you wash them?
No, I don't want washed them, that will wash away the earthy taste of them.
I mean, think about road wash and stuff off of cars, and that's disgusting.
I'm thinking if there's any type of car fluid on the rocks, I would actually be able to taste it. All the pieces I've collected, all I taste is earth and nature. I don't taste anything else on them.
But, like, don't you worry about what that's doing to the inside of your stomach and what it might eventually lead to?
Maybe, but I don't think it's gonna hurt.
That rock is like a knife going through your stomach. That really bothers me. That scares me for you.
It's a very frustrating behavior for me to be around. I'm telling her that this is not good for you, and I don't feel like she always takes that seriously.
I think you need help for this. I don't think it's something you should be doing. I think it's hurting you.
I appreciate that, but for right now, I'm gonna keep on grunting.
I'm like not at the point of quitting. It makes me feel better, and I just don't want to stop.
Still to come, Teresa's children fear for her life.
Oh, we broke him or something. Ever did happen to my mom.
Then will Tamara choose Paul or her pillow?
It's gross.
I accept you with all of your junk.
God damn it all. I just know it's him.
What the hell is going on now?
I don't know, Eunice. Yep, it's him.
I'm scared, Ben. That man is dangerous.
Don't worry about it.
What's
all
he
right,
doing?
I said don't worry about it. I'm gonna call Bill and Chatsworth. He'll know what to do.
Ingrid Bergman, Goldie Hawn, Cactus Mouth, rated M.
Try and get Ted on the phone again.
Water covers over 70% of the Earth's surface. Captain Jacques Cousteau and the men of the Calypso have traveled in this water for 38 consecutive months. They have many adventures to share with you, including the first rock and roll.
The Mediterranean.
20 fathoms.
At one time, Knossos was her capital.
Journey once more to the
a jewel-like city on the island of Crete.
The water planet.
All that's left now are the weather-worn ruins of graceful temples, courtyards, and apartments.
In color on ABC.
The people of this island were called Minoans. They were heirs to Phoenician sea kings who sailed here from what is now Lebanon. The Minoans loved music and art almost as much as they loved the sea. Even their architecture had a lyrical quality. The sea never seemed far from their thoughts. They must have gloried in all its aspects. The sea brought the Minoans power and wealth. Perhaps they had commerce with other advanced civilizations now lost to us. History records that there were catastrophic earthquakes in the Mediterranean basin around 1600 BC. Knossos was by then queen city of the Mediterranean. She may have been a haven for the refugees of doomed civilization.
No.
If so, the influx of new citizens must have created pressure for expansion. The Minoans already had colonies on the north coast of Africa. And recent evidence discovered underwater in the Caribbean suggests that they had traveled to the Americas. It is nevertheless a radical theory that sailors from a Bronze Age culture could have dispatched the first strange visitors to the New World.
Aren't you glad I didn't put you in there with all that stink and everything?
I have very mixed feelings. My closest colleagues, who of course support my work and assist me in it, have very positive feelings.
I'm going to leave you all in here, just like
uranium,
before.
Manganese, gold, silver, copper,
you.
Aluminium.
I know you want
petroleum,
to be alone.
All from our marine farms.
Sometimes
what
I
do you
can
think
hear
about
you,
it, Professor.
I know
your
what you were doing.
Technology is highly
John
advanced, so I don't understand what you expect from me. Come, underestimate my information. I know that with fluorine and liquid hydrogen, you have managed to produce the most powerful fuel in the world. And that with this combination, you can increase the power of the laser to the point where it becomes a veritable destiny. Ah, that's it. I don't really know where you get your information. But you can be sure of one thing. You will never get the formula. Never. What an unfortunate word. Very. You know I could force you to help me. or make you a rich man. I could make you the richest man in the world. Or the most miserable. It's your own option.
I have no fear of you.
Death? Ah. Well, you know, I do not philosophize. I detest philosophy. I prefer truth. As Shakespeare...
Throughout history, people have listened to the story.
Death is...
The man who could fashion Mute. Myths and fairy
Tranquility.
Tales and make them live Peace. For his listeners. Such
that
men were the Brothers Grimm in Germany.
Expensive.
And Hans Christian Andersen
Ugly.
In Denmark. And such a man was Elias Lenroth in Finland, who wrote the
so
story
take my advice,
we're about to
professor.
See. Long ago, and in
I
a faraway place called Kalevala,
careful meditation.
There was a village of fisher people. The land
Very
they lived
careful.
In was large and beautiful, and was blessed with great rivers filled with fish, wonderful forests with tall trees,
and
the people toiled very hard,
dice sempre che si
for it had been promised that if they worked the earth and the sea,
Allontanate.
One day they would be given as their reward
Vattene.
The magical sample, the mill of the river. Marvelous machine that could give anything to its
Vattene.
Owner. Endless gold, silver, jewels, and the most wonderful of all, flour and salt. Such was the magic of the sun.
Valentano!
Now it so happened that the Ilmarinen had a beautiful sister named Anna. She was gentle and young, and spent her days happily wandering in the beautiful forest. All the people of the village loved her dearly and watched over her children. For it was rumored that when Anarchy fell in love, that would be the sign that the time would come and that something was to be forged. But ever since Anarchy had become a young woman, she remained by herself and refused the attention of any young man who brazenly thought he might
ben,
hasten the
ring. The awarding of a doctor's degree
One man
in
she had never met.
Miss Gloria
lived
Davis.
Deeper
We're overjoyed to have Gloria
His
back.
His name was Lemon
Our illustrious student, miraculously
he was, a
survived
he was
a
young
tragic
and simple.
That took place
and
just
very
3 months ago.
He worked hard
in the Amazon jungle,
but was never noticed.
She went down to that godforsaken
But there was something
area,
about
out of her love
that would someday, sooner than anyone thought, save the village from the most horrible, cruel misfortune it would ever know. For these good
men.
People did not realize
With her,
that all
her
the time they worked so diligently,
acting as a research assistant,
which
and three other courageous companions, all of whom lost their lives when their canoe capsized. To these daring young adventurers, whose spirits are with us here today, I'm sure, go our heartfelt thoughts, appreciation, and professional applause. Gloria has understandably decided to refrain from recounting her harrowing ordeal. But what
Let's
matters is the fact
out.
That she brought back confirmation of the correctness of
Let's
her theory,
out.
Thus contributing to the destruction of a cruel myth. The notion that man eats man. She has demonstrated in some that anthropophagy
Let's
does not
out.
Exist. Thus it is with great pride, in the name of this institute, that I bestow upon Gloria Davis. The academic title of
Let's
Doctor
go.
Of Sciences
out.
In Anthropology with an honorable mention in the form of this gold medal. Gloria.
Let's go out.
Gloria.
This place is such a mess. Yes. When I wake up
upset these last few days.
I just want
I told you
to
I have
get
a secret.
Out of here.
So, since your mom has moved in, we've been messing around, we've been intimate together.
I'm so sorry.
Are you serious? Why would you
Let's
do
go
something like
out.
That? After all
we haven't
that,
been spending no time together. Nothing. We don't do nothing together no more. Ever. It's like you sleep all day. I'm home. You know, then I go to work, it's get off work, you go to work. It's like we don't get to even be intimate anymore.
You know,
I come home every day from work at 3 o'clock in the morning to wake up my son.
You can't.
And besides what ever if we don't spend no time together, I find a way to make time.
Without.
And you go with my mama.
Your metro
serious?
Card.
My mama.
Find it. Cause I'm not.
That conceived me, my mom.
Why don't you come closer?
I want to fix things. I want things to be better between us, though. I don't want this to end our relationship. I am so sorry, and
I know you're forced to do this.
I came here. I brought
because
you here
need
to
money.
Tell you.
Why would you bring me on national television to tell me?
I can tell you this at home.
Why not?
You think I can tell you
why
this
not?
At home? This is so much. This is so much.
Then why'd you do it?
As why a matter of fact,
do that.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Angelisa.
Yes, about Jim. Everybody called him Jim.
I don't have no feelings for
her. Except my wife.
I don't care about her. It was just
she called him
something.
Jimmy,
you were the first girl I've ever been with.
He was an army buddy of mine. He gave me this knife. Common memories. He was a tough guy. Hung like a horse. We were in Vietnam together. See?
From the war?
I tried to kill myself. They don't like that. You can kill or get killed, but you've no right to kill yourself. The army doctor declared me perfectly normal. Jimmy was lucky. He got hepatitis and was sent home before me. When I came home, my wife had a kid in her belly. Jimmy boy's brat. Jimmy boy. Jimmy boy. Jimmy boy!
Why is he laughing? It's a good thing he's laughing. But Amy, what about Amy?
What do you call your Jimmy boy? In bed, I mean. I saw your boyfriend. A nice guy. He gave me a light yesterday.
You don't need to worry, you know. We have some money for you in the house. And nobody's going to say anything once you've gone. I mean, you won't even tell anyone you've been here. I give you my word. So why don't we go back upstairs? And we'll give you all the money we have.
There's no hurry. We can do that afterwards. You're beautiful. I want to see you if you don't mind. Maybe you're even prettier than she is. Be a good girl now.
This one on a woman whose persistent stomach pains were thought to be caused by the devil inside her.
I know you've been tortured by the devil for so many years. He's been bothering you. That's today you come to me, and I'm going to let him know he cannot bother you again.
With the help of several assistants and accompanied by throbbing traditional music, the priest's incantations built to a crescendo. Then, in a moment of almost sexual release, the devil was purged from the patient.
The chicken is dead. The chicken take all the malady, all the sickness away from you.
Yeah. In every way, Southern California is a very long way from the heart of Brooklyn. but at the church of a preacher named Roy Masters, exorcisms of the devil appear just as sincere, far out, and dramatic. With a background in show business rather than theology, Masters claims the members of his congregation react so profoundly to the laying on of the cross because they feel and fear themselves possessed by the devil.
Come out. Is there a particular
Let her go!
No. Because if there is, I could help you.
Devil worship is as old as religion itself.
I have to
lock up. The grim alternative. The flip side of life. Evil over good. Dark over light. Satan over God himself.
But I want to read now.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, that's just not possible. So would you please just put the book back and leave?
Forced underground by the religious hysteria of the Middle Ages, Satanism was resurrected.
What is it?
First by an Englishman named Aleister Crowley in the early 20th
century. Still care who you are or where you come from.
It entered its modern era in this country just about 25 years ago. Under the theatrical guidance of Anton LaVey, California-based high priest, present-day devil worship.
I bet you have a favorite book here. Don't you
come on, come on.
Now, despite its preachings of evil and hate,
good.
The church and its
walk. Then we'll be alone.
Life is most clearly understood backwards, but must be lived forwards.
What?
That's true, you know.
Now, look, I'm not going to stand here and discuss philosophy or anything else.
Well, you do think, don't you? I'm very surprised at this kind of treatment, especially from somebody who's into books.
I am into books until 9 p.m. After that, the store's closed.
And does your mind close with it? All safe and snug? Buffalo Bill's defunct. We used to ride a water smooth silver stallion and break pigeons. 1, 2, 3, 4. Who's that?
Cummings.
Edie Cummings, that's very good. All right, what about this one? Beauty is that Medusa head that men go on to seek and sever. It is most dead when most dead, and dead will sting and sting and stare forever. What's that?
McLeish, why are you doing this?
Why am I doing what?
Intimidating you.
I'm not intimidating you. You're intimidating yourself. I just came in here to talk about poets, that's all.
And I am asking you, as politely as I can, to please leave. But please, just leave. Here, take the book with you. I don't care. That's fine. Here, just please just leave. Go ahead.
I don't want your charity. Is that what you think I want, is your charity? I came in here to read books. Don't you understand that?
What I can't understand is why you can read books and you can't read signs.
Like all the rest. You stifle expression. You deny me the right to seek the meaning in my life. What? Are you frightened of me?
Yes.
Not as frightened as I am of people like you.
Of people who are just minding their own business?
Of people who are just minding their own business? You know how sanctimonious that sounds, little Miss Perfect? I know, I was just like you. I have an IQ of 162. You didn't know that, did you? 162. And I wasted it. I wasted it solving stupid engineering problems. Metal fatigue, inertial guidance, retrofitting elegant circuits with ridiculous compromises. I was important. I was useless. I was more than useless. I was unbuilding the world. So I left it.
And I'm asking you to leave mine.
It's not so easy. It's all around me. It surrounds me. It sucks me in. And it frightens me. But I believe that we have to deal with our fears. We have to confront them and deal with them and defeat them.
I'm going to have to call the police.
That's okay. Go ahead. I'll be gone by the time they get here. I always am.
Yes, this is the Vanity Fair bookstore, 322 Main. There's a 322 Main.
All my days
there's a man. There's a man here who
all
won't leave.
All my nights a dream.
A man who won't leave.
What ethereal streams.
Yes, 322 Main.
Did you know that? That's Poe. Talk to me. Talk to me. I'm not the end of the world. I'm the hope.
Kiss it. Are you leaving?
How can I? I was never here.
This is it. After this, there will be no more questions. Your frightened little mind will clear, and you will be reborn. Welcome home, no. Little brother.
No.
I've been so alone.
Colder. Winter's coming.
Maybe.
Can't even tell anymore. Christ, I'm so tired of this bullshit. One day, I'm just gonna take it over and get our asses safe and fucking warm.
It's warm by the fire.
Lisa, you should go inside. It's gotten dark. Stop fucking with the fire. It's cold. Let's go inside.
Fire.
You're not used to it by now. It's been your every night score since you came to me.
It's too much. Day after day, week after week, I feel clouded, sick.
And why are you still doing it?
Because I can't stop. Fucking addicted.